Radio 1, 103.5 FM.
Hello, good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Connect on Radio 1, 103.5 FM. Now, Health Connect is where we talk about different health issues, pertinent health issues that concern all of us. I'm Olamumi Akon. What we're producing today is Bumi Yakini. Now, worldwide, the month of March is... The month of March is set to be Women History Month. Now, during this period, issues plaguing women are brought to the table and solutions preferred. This historic month usually starts with the celebration of the International Women's Day, which comes up on the 8th of March, and that's tomorrow. Now, on the program, we already started discussions about many issues affecting women of reproductive age. We started last week talking about infertility, and that's fibroid in relation to infertility. Now, we're going to continue as we promised you this week, and we have our doctor back in the studio with me, Dr. Babatunde Ogunniro. He's a consultant gynecologist with the Bridge Clinic Lagos. Now, we're talking fibroid as it concerns and affects infertility. Now, if you have questions or comments, you're free to call in during the course of the program to ask your questions or maybe make clarifications about one or two things the doctor has said already. Numbers to call: 0813-331-3172 and 0818-706-9979.
Looking good is not just about... Looking good is not just about what you wear. It is also about what you eat and drink. Living a healthy life can be a big deal, so stay connected and get informed on various health issues plus tips to always put you up and about with Health Connect on Radio 1, 103.5 FM.
You are listening to Health Connect, reaching you on your favorite news talk and sports station, Radio 1, 103.5 FM. And we are continuing our talk on fibroid as related to infertility. With me in the studio, I have Dr. Babatunde Ogunniro. He's a consultant gynecologist with Bridge Clinic Lagos. Thank you so much for coming again
today. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
All right. So I think we'll just do a brief recap of what we talked about last week, and then we'll move on from there. So basically, brief description of fibroid and briefly how exactly it affects fertility.
All right, so we started last week and we talked about fibroids, and we said fibroids are actually the commonest benign tumors that actually affect the womb. And it's actually very common. It means so many women come to the gynecological clinic and present with issues like fibroids that we're talking about. And I remember when we started last week, we talked about fibroids as being benign growths that occur within the womb.
Benign being harmless,
okay, innocuous. Okay, if I will use that, which is also an English word. Anyway. So they are benign and they are innocuous. They are basically harmless. But we also talked about the different effects that it could have. Basically, we talked about the issues with infertility as well. And about 60% of women in the reproductive age group, which you said earlier last week, will actually present with fibroids. But most women are actually asymptomatic. So usually a few percentage are coming with symptoms. Are the symptoms that they have this abdominal swelling, they have this heavy menstrual flow every month. They are presenting, we've been trying to get pregnant for this number of years. So basically, those are most of the features that they present with. And I remember we talked about also the risk factors for developing fibroids, because usually, basically, science has gone through a lot of research, and fibroids, usually there's actually no cause that has been identified. But there are so many risk factors, which we talked about last week as well. We talked about the age as well, because women of reproductive age usually would actually present with fibroids. And this is due to the hormonal effect and the hormonal state, which women in their reproductive age will actually produce, and most of these fibers are actually hormone dependent, so women of reproductive age will actually present with that. Then we also talk about the issue of obesity. I remember we talked about that earlier also. So the more obese a woman is, the fatter a woman is, there's a high likelihood or a high risk of actually developing fibers. And why this is also hormone dependent actually. So because when you are fatter, you tend to elicit more estrogen, which is a hormone produced in the body. So this is actually what the fibroids actually feed on. So the fatter you are, this does not mean that thinner people do not have fibroids, but of course the fatter you are, the risk of you actually developing fibroids. Then we also talked about diet itself. A lot of studies have actually talked about intake of red meat, and this is actually associated with developing fibroids. And also the black race. A lot of things I've gone into research. Why blacks? Because even blacks that live in European countries or American countries actually also have a high risk of actually developing fibroids. So a lot of genetic studies have gone into that. So
what about hereditary?
Is it hereditary? Something? Yes, which is also what is related, because some people have actually also found out that the fact that my mother has fibroids, does that mean I'm also going to have fibroids? There's actually a high risk of actually developing fibroids. So genetic factors are all the things that have been implicated, and this is also what relates to the black race as well, having fibroids. Then we talked about not having children itself, which was like a misnomer. The fact that you are also not having kids, which is the reason why you have come to the clinic and you now discover that you have fibroids, is actually also one of the risk factors that actually been associated. And we talked about symptoms.
Which is a funny
aspect actually related to it. Then we also talked about the symptoms, which I talked about earlier, and also of course the management, because the management differs, because people wonder, there are a lot of people that are pregnant that actually have fibroids. So does it mean if I have fibroids, I can't get pregnant?
And I think what we're going to do a lot today is mostly about the management.
Yes.
Because that's where people want to know what to do when they find themselves in situations like that.
Yes. So once you have been diagnosed with fibroids, as I said, a lot of women are actually asymptomatic. So if the fibroids are actually small, it's not having any symptoms, it's something we can actually observe. And that's why I talked about a biannual checkup. So it's something we can actually observe. It's not everybody that must that must be recommended to have surgery. So there are some people you can just actually observe and monitor them. But for some other people that are actually symptomatic, you have huge fibroids that almost look like as if the woman is pregnant, definitely need some form of management. Or people that come in with heavy menstrual flow, some people have actually managed some patients before that had to be admitted and had to have blood transfusion because they lost a lot of blood. So for those kind of clients or those kind of patients, there were actually some form of intervention. So basically the management is different foods. There's the medical management, there's also the surgical management.
Okay, let's take a quick break before we go delve too deep into that.
Right.
Just a little time for people to digest what they heard already. So if you're just tuning in, this is Health Connect on Radio 1, 103.5 FM, and we are talking about fibroids in relation to infertility, not just general, but when it starts affecting fertility of a couple. That's what we're talking about. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
My name is Dr. Doyin Oguyemi, a public health physician. Simple tips to stay healthy and prevent the spread of communicable diseases. Make sure you wash your hands frequently with soap and water, especially before eating and after using the toilet. Where you cannot get soap and water, please use a hand rub or sanitizer. When you need to cough or sneeze, do so into a handkerchief or into your elbow when you don't have one. Remember, prevention is better and cheaper than cure.
It's Health Connect. on Radio 1, 103.5 FM. And we are talking today, fibroids in relation to infertility. With me in the studio, I have Dr. Babatunde Ogunniran. He is a consultant gynecologist with Bridge Clinic Lagos. Okay, so we want to talk about, we want to go deep into talking about management of fibroid now. But before we do that, we're talking about how it exactly it affects fertility. We talked about it briefly last week.
Yes, we talked about it briefly last week. And the relationship between fibroids and fertility, I said earlier that a lot of women actually have fibroids. They actually get pregnant with these fibroids. So why would some women with fibroids not get pregnant? And there are a lot of theories that actually have been talked about in that line. So depending on where the fibroids are actually located, they could actually also have impact on getting pregnant. That's getting pregnant. So we have fibroids that are located within the inner lining of the womb. So for example, you go for evaluation and you have been seen by your gynecologist, you've had a pelvic ultrasound scan done or a transvaginal ultrasound scan done, and they tell you these fibroids are actually located within the inner layer of the womb. This could actually also impact on pregnancy because it actually prevents implantation of an embryo. Embryo means once a sperm fertilizes an egg, what it results in is what we call a zygote or an embryo, and that embryo is what implants in the womb. So when you have fibroids that are located on the inner lining of your womb, they actually prevent implantation and it could actually also lead to delay in conception. We also have fibroids that are so big that are distorting that inner lining because the way God has created everything is perfect. Do you understand? So by the time you have fibroids that are distorting that inner layer, that also reduces the chances of getting pregnant. You have fibroids that are blocking the opening through the tubes. This could actually also lead to delay in conception.
Okay, so the tubes where the
location, yes. The location of the fibroids actually have an impact on conception. So they are located within the inner lining. They are obstructing the passageway between the tubes and also the womb. That's the inner lining of the womb itself. They are also increasing the distance that the sperm has to travel, because once there's sexual intercourse between a man and his wife, the sperm has to swim all the way to the tube where it fertilizes the egg within the tube. So the fact that the fibroids are distorting that inner layer, there's increased distance for the sperm to travel to meet the egg itself that is being ovulated. So that also actually reduces the chances of getting pregnant. So basically, you have been evaluated, you find out that you have submucous fibroids which are within the inner lining, or you have fibroids that in the muscle layer of the womb that are actually distorting the inner lining, you actually be advised that why not go for surgery. And there are basically different surgical methods of actually managing fibroids.
Okay, but you did mention that some women get pregnant with fibroids and they don't have problems.
Yes,
so where, as a doctor, where why is it so different? Why is it?
Yes, because the location of the fibroids. Yes, the location of the fibroids also has an impact on chances of conception. And I remember when we talked last week, I tried to classify in using basically non-medical terms that there are some fibroids that could be located on the outer layer of the womb itself, and we call them subserous fibroids. And this usually do not have impact on chance of conception. So for some people that actually have subserous fibroids or even fibroids within the inner within the muscle layer of the womb that is not affecting the inner lining, they could actually get pregnant with fibroids. Though we also know that those with fibroids and get pregnant, that's a different topic entirely. We won't go into that. Mm-hmm. The effects of fibroids on pregnancy. So that's you are pregnant and you have fibroids. What are the impacts? That is a separate topic entirely. But
okay,
since
but
we are looking
before,
at
before we get pregnant, is it possible for the fibroid to make the woman lose the pregnancy?
Yes, it's also a risk factor actually for recurrent miscarriage in some couples. Mm-hmm. So you're having submucous fibroids, you're having intramural fibroids that are distorting the inner lining. There's a chance that what has been implanted or that embryo that has been planted would actually lead to a miscarriage.
Okay.
So that's why it's also important in the evaluation of clients to have a full evaluation, especially with the use ultrasound and maybe very basic, to actually make the diagnosis actually easy. So you are doing a transvaginal ultrasound, you can actually locate those fibroids, know where they are located, and actually advise depending on whatever the chances are on actually getting conception. So basically looking at the management, I remember we talked about the medical management and we talked about the surgical management. Now, this is actually very broad. And when we look at the medical management, there are so many drugs that are actually being proposed and drugs that are actually being used. Okay, that are working. Now, basically, one of the drugs I mentioned last week, I talked about what we call in gynecology GnRH analogs. And these are drugs that actually help to simulate what we call menopause. It induces like a false menopausal state because it reduces the effects and shrinks those fibroids.
If you're inducing menopause, isn't that like...
It's a pseudo-menopause.
Someone that is trying to get pregnant.
What we're doing is that we're trying to shrink those fibroids to a reasonable state to actually go ahead and do surgery. Because some fibroids could actually be very, very big. That even going to surgery could actually cause more harm when you're doing that surgery. So you want to reduce the size of those fibroids to actually go ahead and have an easy surgical method of actually operating. So for some clients, we actually could advise, okay, be on these medications for a little time, do you understand? And actually, those could help to shrink the fibroids and they go ahead and do surgery. Mm-hmm. Now, because of the cost and because of the side effects, a lot of clients will not actually be able to tolerate this. And mm-hmm. there's also the risk that some people feel that once I use these drugs, why not, do I need to still go for surgery? Because there's also that fear of always going for surgery.
What about the fear of if I use this drug, it's supposed to induce menopause and then I just
it's just a pseudo-menopausal state for that point in time. That's why most of the time, for those that are trying to get pregnant, we usually advise that surgical method, which is what I'll go into shortly. Mm-hmm, okay. So for that medical method, there's also that side effect of it regrowing back because you cannot use it for a long period of time, usually 3 to 6 months. You go for your surgery, and surgeries could be different methods. There's what we call the open mammectomy, in which you have to now make an incision on the woman's abdomen to actually bring out the uterus and look out and remove those fibroids. There are also, for some people that actually have small fibroids, there are also other means that are minimal invasive, because not everybody wants this big scar on their abdomen. They're also trying to get pregnant and all this, because even open surgery also has its own complications. So for smaller fibroids, or for those fibroids that are located within the inner lining, there are also minimal invasive surgical procedures like what we call hysteroscopy. Hysteroscopy simply means it's a minimal procedure. We are using something that looks like a telescope and going through the vagina into the womb to actually look at those fibroids. And we're seeing everything on a big screen. It's magnified, so we can actually remove those fibroids.
Okay.
So for those that are submucous fibroids, which are within the inner lining, or you have intramural fibroids that are actually pushing or indenting on the lining, you can actually remove through the process of hysteroscopy. Mm-hmm. So that's from below, which is minimally invasive. Then instead of actually making an open incision for smaller fibroids, we can actually do what we call a laparoscopy, which is also like a telescopic surgery, which is available. So you can actually go in, you're just making small incisions through the abdomen and going into to look at the womb and actually make incisions to actually remove the fibroids.
All right, so basically if there's a problem with fibroid and the person wants to get pregnant, surgical...
Yes, usually for most fibroids that maybe intramural that indenting the lining, or for submucous fibroids, surgically management is actually preferred.
Yes. Okay, but what are some of the most common challenges that you face with women, or generally when it comes to treatment of fibroid in relationship with infertility?
Yes, of course. Some of the challenges, of course, a lot of women, I won't say a lot of women, but some women are actually scared of going for surgery. And I've managed patients before that they were told to have surgery maybe 2 years ago, and they did not go for surgery. By the time they came back, we had this huge mass already, and of course we still have to go for surgery eventually. But so that health seeking nature and that advice and that counseling is also very important to actually make patients also realize the need to actually go for surgical method of management, because that's the challenge we actually face when you're managing clients and you need to go for either hysteroscopy, the laparoscopy, or the open surgery, which is what we usually advise.
Okay, let's talk about these methods of informing people. Are people aware of the options they have? Are they aware of the problem with fibroid? I'm not talking about only the elite now, even people that are on the from the grassroots. From your knowledge and what you see, the healthcare system, especially in our country, do we have enough provisions?
Have enough provision in Nigeria. That's the truth. A lot of people are not aware of the options. A lot of people don't have that knowledge. And that is why even where I work, as much as possible, we try and give them the full information of all the available options, which we also offer as well where I work. Mm-hmm. So we'll make sure everybody has that awareness. This is what you have. These are the solutions that are available. These are the methods that are available. If you can have this done, these are the treatment options. These are the advantages. These are the benefits. And also, this also help also to improve the chances of fertility. Because the truth is, when you have fibroids that are distorting the inner lining, you have fibroids that are so huge, they actually have impact on even the baby you want to have. So most of the time, that knowledge is actually not there because most people are not, they don't have this information. And that's why such forums like this are actually important to actually make people aware, gun awareness campaigns, which also do make sure people are aware about this, these offers and these facilities are available, and everybody can actually live a healthy life and also get pregnant.
All right, it's 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Program is Health Connect. We're talking fibroids in relation to infertility. So if you have questions or comments, you can call in and let the doctor answer your questions. He's available right now. Now, last week we talked about some of the things. It was in relation to women who could get were predisposed to fibroid.
Yeah.
And I do know that I heard a family friend of mine who said, a young girl who was insisting on getting pregnant, because she said if she doesn't get pregnant, she's going to have fibroid, her doctor told her. Is that true? Because I really, it was a big deal. And she was insisting it was a medical person that told her that.
Well, there are a lot of things that go out there and a lot of information here and there. But the truth is, a lot of things we've said there's that genetic factor, there's that genetic factor because we're also black. So it means that if every black woman is predisposed to it, then everybody should go and get married or get pregnant early. But the truth is, there are a lot of factors that actually associated with that. So the fact that my mother had fibroids, if I'm a girl child, does not mean I'm also going to have fibroids. Though there's a higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? But of course, there's no pressure. I don't because for your family friend, I don't want you to put pressure on somebody and the person ends up going into something that she's not happy about. So the truth is, of course, fibroids are there. A lot of women have fibroids. 60% of women in their reproductive age will have fibroids. In their lifetime, in a woman's lifetime, about 80% of women throughout their lifetime will have some fibroid one time or the other. But the fact is that not all women will be symptomatic. Not all women will need definitive management. Do you understand what I'm saying? So not all women that have to go through surgery, but it's always important to have a biannual checkup, which I talked about last week as well. Always have a checkup, go to your gynecologist, let them have you evaluated, and let's go and look, is there a need to have further evaluation, is there a need for further treatment. If it's related to infertility, there must be a need for some form of evaluation and intervention, definitely.
All right, thank you so much, and that's it on Health Connect today. But before we go, if you have questions, you have phone numbers that you can call in for more clarification. You can call 0163100092. That's 0163100092. Or you can send a message via WhatsApp to 0810-460-7791. That's 0810-460-7791. That is for WhatsApp messages only. Thank you so much to Dr. Babatunde Ogunniran. He's a consultant gynecologist with the Bridge Clinic Lagos. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Health Connect was produced by Bumi Yekini. We'll be back here next week. I'm Olawumi Akonwo. To enjoy your day.
The next Health Connect there, rather. The program will make a fresh return next Thursday at 10:05 on Radio 1103.5 FM. Stay with us at 10:30. We'll bring you The Mace.
Radio 1, 103.5 FM. News, talk, sports.
My name is Dr. Doyin Ogunyemi, a public health physician. Simple tips to stay healthy and prevent the spread of communicable diseases. Make sure you wash your hands frequently with soap.